Ah, hello. Hello there. Well, what are you waiting for? Come in, sit down, sit. Beth could have found Eliza 5 times over with the speed you're moving at. Well, I mean, the police could have, I'm sure. Now, enough of that. Let's get this show going,
We had walked barely 5 feet from Aunt Gina's car when the smell of hay and incense infiltrated my nostrils. Oh, God. I had to keep reminding myself that this was work. I had no choice but to be here. Gavin and Travis had presented me with a new mission. Find out who had stolen over $700 from the Steely Mans. And as fate would have it, all fingers pointed to Johnny. Though, a part of me wondered if Travis was harboring resentment for Gavin's bitter ways. Enough resentment, perhaps, to dip his hand into the band's shared cash jar. I made a mental note to follow up with him later.
Oh, Mary! This could be just what yous need! Some sunny time out in nature now, and some time with nature in a glass once things get darker. You're gonna look so cute with a goat scale in your back.
Aunt Gina was quick to get out of the house once my dad had declined his invitation to goat yoga. I don't think she minded getting away from Aunt Jen, either, whose excuse was that she had already done hot yoga today, and she has trust issues with instructors that aren't her beloved Crispin. Aunt Gina dragged my mom along with us, although I could tell Mom didn't want to let me out of her sight yet, anyway.
Gosh, Katie and Ashlyn have really updated this place since her parents left. I don't remember the back of the barn being such a fluorescent violet.
It's a little too grape jammy, no? I feel like she could have gotten away with it if she'd have done something closer to sangria, maybe? Those blue undertones are giving me Bonnie vibes.
I'm sure Katie thinks it brings out the best in the goats, or some nonsense like that.
Welcome, welcome, my friends. We're truly honored to have you here with us today. I thank you, the kids thank you, your body and soul thank you. Please, take a moment to find a spot that calls out to you, and get ready to share some goat empowerment. We'll be starting in just a few moments, so prepare to open your heart to some four-legged love.
Poor choice of words, if you ask me, unless this is that kind of yoga. Oh God, Beth, is this that kind of yoga?
Beth, dearie, isn't that your friend over there?
She pointed toward the front row, not far from where Katie had set up shop.
Yep, that's that kid.
Hans, if we're gonna do this, I got a nip in my purse I gotta take, and I've only got one. 1.5, so Beth, you're gonna have to sit this one out.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, alright, sweetie. I'm going to go supervise your Aunt Gina. We'll see you in a second, hopefully.
Supervise? Hey, it's not like I was the one who ran off and joined the National Guard.
I strode toward Johnny, who was acting more self-conscious than I'd ever seen him before. He adjusted his mat repeatedly, then checked to make sure the corners were staying down. He'd sit cross-legged, then stand up and restart the process like a VHS tape stuck on loop. I had almost caught his eye when...
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Jim Jam, what are you...
Just walk away, and I'll dock a cocoa from your bill every time you don't mention this.
I don't even know what to say,
Move it or the offer's gonna expire.
I just... goat yoga? Really?
I could say the same thing to you.
Me?
Yeah, since when did you start doing more than just taking up space at the Big Steam?
Wow, I could say the same to you.
I forgot. You're doing this whole out and about thing. There goes all my hobbies. Guess I gotta start crossing state lines to do anything on my own time now.
You know what, Jim Jam? Good thing you're here, because you need to relax. I haven't seen you this twisted up since...
James, babe! I got a towel from Katie in case your hands got too wet like last time. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no trouble at all. I'm Beth, and you're...
Gretchen, so nice to meet you. Is this the famous Beth I've heard so much about?
The famous Beth? Oh, Jim Jam, you do care.
What? The famous Beth? Because you're the one I always rant about.
You are both so funny. I'm sorry to hear about your sister, Beth.
Oh, I
really am wishing the best for your whole family. I'll let you two wrap up. Meet you at our spot, babe.
Sorry. I told her not to treat you any different, but...
Oh, man. Jim Jam, babe. I can't.
Shut up.
Must be pretty serious, huh? I mean, she was the one at the club last night, right? And if she's got you going to goat yoga, woo!
You know what? I'm gonna start charging an extra 10% for wasting my time.
Oh, you don't mean that. See you soon, James. Oh, man. What a treat. Goat yoga is empowering.
I watched Jim Jam storm off toward the back of the group while I continued up toward Johnny. I had to hand it to Katie. The turnout was much bigger than I'd expected. There had to be a good 30 or 40 people sprawled out over the field. I'd sell out too, if it meant raking in green from these goat-loving juicers every week. Even Marilyn, the offended former chicken-stealing suspect, had shown up. I wove past her and into the front row, then set up on the far side of Johnny.
Well, this is a nice surprise. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, cool it, buddy. All I've done so far is show up.
They say that's the hardest part.
Stop that! There's more important things going on. Like the fact that Jim Jam and his girlfriend are canoodling over there.
Yeah, I saw them when they got out of the car. I was going to say hello, but his eyes told me to walk away.
You'll see that as an empty threat after a while. So, any new gigs or band-related happenings or expensive new purchases, perhaps?
Wait, is that Marilyn over there? Oh my gosh, it is. She looks good. Do you think she's gotten over the whole interrogation thing? Hey, Marilyn! Over here! Yeah, it's me, your pal, Johnny! Ooh, look, she's coming over.
Stop smiling at me, crazy eyes!
No, you misheard me. My name's John.
I didn't mishear you! I just don't want to hear from you at all! Do you know how hard it was for me to come here today? Do you? I had to keep telling myself, come on, Marilyn, it's okay, you can do it. Just think of the goats, not the betrayal. I finally got myself together and got here, and now I see it's you.
I'm sorry, I...
The best apology is a change of action. Never speak to me again, and maybe I'll forgive you someday. Humph! But no.
Well, label me ignoramus of the day. Oof, I need to set a reminder to send her a heartfelt sympathy card.
She definitely said not to do that.
I'll send flowers, maybe?
Let it go.
But this is going to eat me alive!
Well, it's not about you.
But this will positively haunt me.
As a seasoned woman now in the back half of her 20s, let me say, welcome to adulthood, where not everything can be fixed. Sometimes, you just have to stew in your failures. I suppose you could say that's why I can call myself seasoned.
Wow, Johnny, are you okay?
He's just really excited to get started. I'm sure you've noticed he has a hard time processing his emotions. You know, masculinity and all that.
Oh, well, that's really something. It's nice to see you, Beth.
Oh, thanks, Katie.
Oh, sheesh. This guy's here? You kidding me?
Oh, no, not another one.
Man, you weren't kidding about taking off Carol. I've never seen his hands so high on his hips before.
Jimbo, you know this guy's the whole reason I needed to see the goats today. Ugh, unbelievable.
Hey, Carol!
Oh, hey, Beth, how are you?
Sorry about my friend here. He can be a real wet blanket from time to time.
Hey, you know if anything, I'm a duvet.
Oh my god, I'm an idiot.
Hop to it, Mia. If we start late, there's no way these thighs are gonna catch me out.
Oh, dearie.
Mom, everything okay?
Your Aunt Gina found some extra supplies in her bag. Oh,
lighten up. We're at a farm, for Pete's sake. And if we don't get going soon, Mama's gonna be using this mat for napping. Or, gosh, look at those clouds. Mia, are you looking? That one looks like Daryl after I crashed his car. Ha ha!
Good to see you, Miss Lehem.
Oh, good to see you, Johnny dear. Have you met my sister Gina?
Oh, charmed, charmed. Mia, look at, this one looks like...
Okay, my fellow yogis. You may have noticed that the goats have wandered over to join us in this enriching experience. If you're new, you are in safe hands. My name is Katie, and your enjoyment is my priority.
And you're sure this isn't one of those types of yoga classes?
I encourage you to go at your own pace and go only as far as your body tells you to. I also want you to know that only our best and most loving goats will be joining us today. They love to hop on people.
Meh.
Before we get started, I'd like to turn our thoughts to my darling, departed chicken, Esme.
Great chicken. Great chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Please join me in a moment of silence in her honor.
Meh.
So...
Shh!
Okay, jeez.
Thank you, from Esme. Now, let's begin in mountain pose. Come to the top of your mat, feet shoulder width apart, and place your hands on your heart. Pause here and feel the life under your skin.
Wait, top of my mat? Aren't I already on top?
I thought you had done this before.
No, I...
Speaking of mats, was that mat of yours a new purchase, perhaps?
Feel the ground supporting all four corners of your feet.
My feet have corners?
Hello, little sir. This is Timothy, one of our goats with a big heart and an even bigger personality.
Hello, Timothy!
Hello, Timothy! You look like my ex-husband, doesn't he, Mia? You know, the second one that had the stupid-looking goatee.
Now, raise those hands up, up, stretch toward the sky, like you're about to take off and fly up to the stars.
Or fly the heck out of here.
Now, swan dive down toward your toes.
Oof.
That's it. Perfect. Now let your head hang down. Maybe sway a little back and forth, back and forth. Loosen up any tension in your spine.
I feel like I'm about to slip a disc.
How am I supposed to hang down here? All I can see are my feet, and they are not summer ready.
Wow, yeah. Those hoofs could really use a pedicure, eh, Mir? Ha!
Sure, Gina. Ooh, that was a doozy. Meh!
Hey! I got a great shot at Jim Jam at this angle. He really sticks out like a sore thumb. Ah! Jeez! What is this vegan paleo fair trade magic?
Now, roll up ever so slowly. Take your precious time, inch by inch, centimeter by centimeter, vertebrae by vertebrae.
Bah.
Boy, that's a big fella.
Is anyone else winded?
Shh!
Excuse me?
I'm trying to focus.
Buh.
Don't look at me, fella. I don't got the lumbar support for you.
Mm.
Oh, God. The cow isn't going to jump on me, is she?
Ooh.
Let's move into warrior two. Bring your left leg out and angle that back foot toward the front corner of your mat.
Oh, my God. Slow down.
Maybe we'll see if any goat friends come and perch on our thighs here. Keep that knee tracking straight, and gaze over your fingertips toward the horizon.
Hey, little buddy.
That's it. Keep that leg bent like a platform.
Look at his little hooves on my leg. You know, this is what old Carol needed, didn't you? God, I love nature.
Begin to visualize your hips like a hinge. We're gonna hinge right at those hips and let your left hand fall down toward that left foot.
Mia, look! I'm like a little teapot! Ha!
Oh.
Buh.
Why is this one still looking at me?
Buh. Buh.
You're so cute, Timothy. Wow, Timothy. What conditioner do you use? You're so soft.
Nice job, everyone. Now we're going to reverse that warrior.
The jargon. I.
So, let's get your mind on something else. The band, perhaps? Or, your purchase history? Invest in anything lately?
Buh.
I need to focus.
Buh.
Shoo, get out of here.
Buh.
And reach, feel that beautiful stretch in your left side.
Ooh.
From your arm all the way down to that hip. Great. Now, I want you to swim back to the ground with your hands and let everything hang for a second.
Oh, the hanging!
Oh my.
Then we'll repeat that whole sequence on the other side.
What? I thought we were done!
Buh.
Glorious. Now let's swing on over to our right side. Go ahead and bend that front leg. Be mindful of your knee. And get that back foot angled in just slightly. Yes, you're all doing spectacularly.
This is terrible.
Oh God, where did that come from?
Gina, please, take it easy.
Oh, you worry too much.
Buh.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
To be honest, I didn't know my thighs were so powerful.
Wish I could say the same. ACL is really flaring up. The bad one.
Now, go ahead and hinge. Yes, you've got it. Nice, everyone.
I feel like I'm having flashbacks.
Meh!
Jen once told me we store our emotions in our hips. Can you believe that nonsense?
Johnny Cracker Barrel. Johnny Cracker Barrel.
So much laughter and pain. I don't want to be 16. Miss Deb, get the kit.
Hey, snap out of it.
Now, reverse that warrior.
Aw, hey, little one. Bless you, babe.
Beautiful. Now let's come down to our knees.
And so it begins.
Let's start in tabletop and prepare ourselves for some cat-cows.
Jimbo, you seeing this? I got a whole goat on my back.
Meh.
God, I love this guy.
Go ahead and round that back. Really draw your navel in. Then arch in. Really extend your front body.
Front body?
Gaze up at that wondrous sky and all its possibilities and power. Don't forget to breathe.
So, Johnny, about the Steely Mans.
Shh!
Those little hoops! Oh God, this really tickles old Carol.
But...
Buh.
He really seems to have taken a liking to you, honey.
Well, it's not mutual.
Buh.
Don't even think about it.
Take one more round. Then let's straighten those arms. Push that tailbone into the sky and come on into Downward Dog.
Hello!
Go ahead and pedal out those feet.
Oof! Heavens to Betsy! I haven't moved like this since...
Guadalajara 91?
Yes.
Ha ha!
Buh!
Go on, get!
Feel free to shake your head out a little. Maybe a little yes, a little no.
Bah!
No!
How much do you think he weighs? 40? 50 pounds?
Bah!
Katie?
Bah!
Oh god! His hoof! It's on my back, isn't it?
Beth, I can barely see over there. It's a miracle I haven't blacked out yet.
I can feel it digging!
Bah!
Ah!
Beth, dearie, you all right over there?
My back!
God, Beth, don't make a scene. Who are you, Jen? Ha!
Can't hold
bah.
Much longer!
Okay, let's go ahead and keep our bodies moving.
Katie!
Beth?
Let's come on down into plank.
Katie, no!
Tenderly bend those elbows, keep them tucked into your side, and flatten that back as best you can. Keep that spine long. Don't forget about those crucial neck bones.
Bah!
Strength depleting!
Bah! Bah!
Get him off!
Katie, cough!
Palms sweaty!
She's going down!
Oh my god, Jeremiah, are you okay?
It burns!
Beth, what happened?
Oh, dearie.
Wait, how do I get out of this plank?
My aging brittle bones!
Just breathe.
Why are your goats so fat?
Beth, keep your voice down. He might hear you.
Keep milking it, hon. Maybe you can get your favorite aunt a new VW out of this. I don't remember seeing any waivers, Missy.
Ah, jeez. Guess old Carol's gonna be the one to call 911, huh?
What? Don't do that.
Gee, thanks, Jim Jam!
What? They charge you an arm and a leg for those things. Who's got the biggest car?
I'm not driving.
Did someone say they needed a 99 Range Rover?
Huh? This guy? Where'd he come from?
Is that Harris? This posture is becoming mighty inconvenient.
Just drop your knees, you fungus!
I was just driving around, in case, you know, I saw anything, and I heard the commotion.
Thank you, Harris. Now let's get her in the car.
Ugh, don't touch me!
Johnny, sweetie, stand up. You're going to have to help me. Gina seems too distracted by that dragonfly over there.
It's moving so fast, and yet it's not moving at all.
I got you, Miss Lamb.
My arms are damp and shaky, but I will do my best.
Oh, God, no!
Jimbo, I think this is gonna be worse than that time I served Mario Batali Tagliatelle when he asked for Bucatini.
Meh!
Oh, boy, I missed that little shop in the city.
Beth, honey, you're going to need to take a deep breath. 1, 2, 3!
Hey!
I wish I could say I blacked out. But I felt Johnny's moist manacles, along with the others, all the way to Harris's hunk of junk. 15 minutes later, I was lying on the floor of the Central Jersey Urgent Care, having been deemed not a priority compared to some preteen with a broken thumb. It'll grow back stronger at your age! Wow, dramatic much? I had shooed Harris and Johnny away once we had made it through the lobby doors. It was best that Harris take Johnny home anyway. Being in a medical establishment on top of yoga and learning that at least 2 people have grudges against him had set him on the edge of a spiral, and I was in no place to help him with another one of his flashbacks. All we could do was wait around for a doctor anyway. Unfortunately, the receptionist came first.
Excuse me, Miss Lahem?
Gesundheit. Gesundheit. Sorry.
Yes?
We seem to be having a problem with your insurance.
Oh?
Yes. And what I'm wondering, well, if I'm looking at the records correctly, it appears that Beth turned 26 recently.
Yes, that's correct.
God, don't remind me. Ow!
Well, in most cases, that would mean she's no longer covered by your plan.
Oh no.
Unless she has her own plan?
No. No.
Well, then I have to ask, are you prepared to pay out of pocket for costs?
I suppose.
Okay. A doctor should be ready shortly.
Ow.
Beth, sweetie? I've been meaning to have a conversation with you. I had just hoped for it to come at a better time, but...
But what?
It's time you start making some plans, dear.
Plans?
For your future. I know you're committed to this detective business, but I'd really like to see you with something more... steady.
Well, this is like my third case in a week, so...
No, Beth. Something with the payroll. And health insurance. Whatever this bill is today, it will be your responsibility.
What? I mean, Mom, if anything, this should be on Katie.
Beth, I love you. But if I have to see you still at home with me into your 30s, it will break my heart. And I'll blame myself.
What? Seriously? Like, that would be so bad.
Beth.
What are you... What, you want me to leave like Eliza too? Ow! Ugh. Wait, I didn't mean...
Hey, ladies. Got here as soon as I could. Although I forgot to fill up my tank again, so I had to make a pit stop on the way here. I've got some gas station snacks in the car if anyone's hungry. So, did you two have fun kidding around, or what? Too soon?
Ow.
I'm going to wait in the car. They have my card on file.
Thank goodness. I already splurged at the gas station.
After another 15 minutes, a doctor told us it was all just a strain that needed rest. Did I agree? Absolutely not. As the pain made me feel like I was ready to write a best-selling memoir or be selected for Extreme Home Makeover. She did offer to write a note for my workplace, but otherwise we were leaving empty-handed. All that time, money, and mess with my mother, for nothing. Nothing changed on the ride home, either. I mean, who was she to push me in my condition? Though, I certainly didn't mean to remind her about Eliza's disappearance, or hurt her feelings. Thankfully, Dad seemed to be none the wiser. I knew, though, that between my back and our conversation, not to mention the lack of developments in both cases, it was going to be a rough night. I hoped the morning would come fast, and with it, some clue about missing persons or missing money. Or better yet, maybe the light cast at daybreak would finally bring Eliza home.
Sure, you're expecting me to be in a huff about the lack of development in Eliza's case yet again, but I feel like some justice has been served. One, a fat goat stomped on Beth, and two, did you hear Beth's ma just now? Really gotta hand it to Miriam Lahem. Finally, someone's trying to hold Beth accountable for her many, many, many faults. This is going to keep me invested for at least another chapter. Ha. Oh. Well, life's already crappy, so why not listen to us? During yoga, Beth fell down, Beth fell down, Beth fell down. During yoga, Beth fell down, 'cause a goat stomped on her.
During yoga, Beth fell down, Beth fell down, Beth fell down. During yoga, Beth fell down, 'cause a goat stomped on her. During yoga, Beth fell down, Beth fell down, Beth fell down. During yoga, Beth fell down, 'cause a goat stomped on her.
Well, hello there. I know all of you luscious listeners wanted more of me this episode, so here I am. Craft Noir is written and produced by Molly McKenna, edited by Molly and Maddie J. Original music composed and produced by Maddie J. Original sound effects by Molly. Johnny and the narrator, voiced by Nick Stick Shriver. Beth and Creepy Child, voiced by Molly. Beth's Ma, Pa, Goat 3, and Creepy Child, voiced by Jack the Snack Woods. Aunt Gina and Creepy Child, voiced by Andrea Bandria Moretti. Pig, Katie, Timothy, and Creepy Child, voiced by Christy D. Jim Jam, Marilyn, and Jeremiah, voiced by Keenan the Clam Chowder. Gretchen, Cow, Creepy Child, Harris, Man in Waiting Room, voiced by Maddie J. Carol and Creepy Child, voiced by Josh Pish Posh Moretti. And Receptionist, voiced by Maddie the Batty. Brought to you by Slaughter Creek, now featuring fresh goat. Use code Jeremiah Hurt Beth's Back for 10% off. There's a lot of goat to go around. It was a big one. Yum, yum. Eat your meat.